Good afternoon, and welcome to the Bean Report for the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. Joining us today is Kristen Podolsky, Production Specialist. Kristen, what should we be thinking about as soybean harvest gets underway?
Well, we've had a tough go in some areas for soybean harvest, but as soon as the weather starts to cooperate again, it's good to be thinking about harvest losses. Last year, we actually did a harvest loss survey and found that harvest losses can be as high as 4 to 5 bushels in soybeans, but it is possible to get this under 2 bushels. And some of the things that growers need to be thinking about is that 80% of these losses occur at the header, and most of these are caused by shatter, and there's 2 main reasons for that. The first thing to look for is making sure that your reel speed isn't going too fast and there's not excessive batting going on. The other important thing is cutting height. Soybeans pod low to the ground in our conditions, and we want to make sure we make adjustments so that our cutter bar is within 2 inches of the ground to get the majority of those pods into the combine. Shatter losses may increase with this wet-dry cycle that we're going through, so I know it's a tall order, but timely harvest is also important to minimize those shatter losses. And when we are combining, what we want to look for when we assess harvest losses is 4 beans per square foot is 1 bushel. So we want to make sure that we aren't seeing any more than 4 to 8 beans per square foot.
What can we expect as far as seed quality?
So there were a few concerns with seed quality back when we had a touch of frost there, but there haven't been many reports of green seed counts coming in, so that should be minimal. The other thing is, though, that we might expect to see reduced seed size just due to some areas seeing some drought conditions in late August, early September there. So the seed filling period wasn't ideal in some conditions. But on the flip side of that, we could see higher protein levels.
That was production specialist Kristen Podolsky. The Bean Report is brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.